This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones works so much that even on vacation, he's working. And we go now to a great interview with Jack Posobiec and Alex Jones. This is going to take up the rest of this hour. Then remember, guest host Hotep Jesus, Eliza Blue, and more coming up the rest of the show. And I'll also mention I will be giving a legal update on the War Room coming up, but Clay Clark, the great host of the Reawaken America Tour with great guests, is going to be hosting the War Room today, as I'll be dealing with some court issues. But remember, folks, support us while Alex is out, so that he can have a little comfort while trying to take some time off, that we still have the financials coming in. And you've already done great work with the SaveInfoWars.com fundraising. That's paid off a lot of our legal bills now. Obviously, they're still incoming. But you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is what keeps this transmission on the air. So we now go to Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec. Enjoy the rest of this interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to today's Sunday special. Now, we're recording this during the week, but we're playing it here on Sunday night with a man who I don't think needs any introduction. He's probably in more news today than anybody else on the face of the planet, other than maybe Kanye West, Elon Musk, and God himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alex Jones. Alex, thank you for joining us here at Human Events.
Jack, love your work. You've always done a great job, but you're really a thoroughbred these days, and I'm so glad you're out there fighting the tyrants. But yeah, I've definitely gotten the global deep state's attention. I'm definitely the Democrat Party's chew toy.
Well, Alex, also I want to say thanks because, you know, you played a segment of ours on your show, I think on your Sunday show last week. And, you know, we were just explaining here on the program, my view of this is that setting aside, right, the issue of the case itself, what they've done here in this instance to you is create a new precedent and a new playbook. And you're seeing that played out against whether it be Kanye West and George Floyd right now, because he said, well, hey, I saw this documentary and I'm looking at the coroner's report and said this guy had a lethal dose of fentanyl. So I think he died. Well, now he's being sued by the family, right? This is the new playbook, and they're going to use this on everybody they want to. If they want to rein somebody in, or as the Chinese had a saying, an ancient saying in China, where they said, you kill the chicken to scare the monkeys, right? So it's not even necessarily about what they're doing to one person, even though what they're doing right there is part of it. It's also the effect it has on the rest of society. What do you think they're trying to do here?
Well, that's right. They're trying to send a message. So they took a few things I said out of context, blew it all up, made it a huge media issue, went and told the families I've been mean to them. They admitted it on the stand. They didn't hear about it until they got approached by the Democrats like 4 years ago. Then they sue me, and then the judge finds me guilty with default. Then all they hear is evidence against me out of context. Then they judge me guilty for $1 billion. And the Democrats have been all over every major channel saying, once we get the Alex Jones precedent, we're going to use it against the entire nationalist populist population. And now we've got first of two, mother of George Floyd's daughter files $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West for comments on his death. And all he did was say, I've got the coroner's report. We can show you a document cam shot of that. And they said they believe that that might have been part of it because he had an overdose of fentanyl and other drugs in his body. Well, whether Kanye's right or wrong, he has a right to say that. But this is the new Alex Jones precedent. It's very, very dangerous.
Wait, and Alex, you can actually see, I don't know if that's the same one I had, because I remember the one I posted was circled right at the top. The very first thing that it says on page 2 of the coroner's report of George Floyd, again, their report, not Alex Jones, not Jack Posobiec, not Tucker, not Steve Bannon, Charlie Kirk, etc. It says no life-threatening injuries. No life-threatening injuries. And then there was another piece that if you went back to the actual case, the actual trial, when Eric Nelson, who did a great job, by the way, I thought he did a great job. I think the jury was already in the tank, and we know that there was a juror there who was just a BLM activist who actually knew George Floyd's uncle, had been friends with him, just lied his way under the jury, that they came up and said, they had a medical examiner on the stand. I remember this part. And they said, if you had found George Floyd in his home, right, and he had passed away, and he had this level in the toxicology report of not just fentanyl, by the way, fentanyl, norfentanyl, which is a type of synthetic, and methamphetamine, that cocktail in him. What would you declare it?
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Here, the only difference was Derek Chauvin and that video. But then you go back to that same page that you have, Alex, one broken rib on the front, and it says the only evidence of injury they could find was a broken rib from CPR.
And that's exactly what the coroner's report shows. So Kanye West quotes the coroner's report, $250 million lawsuit. And again, what they'll do is they'll tell Kanye, give over all his records, give over everything he's done. He'll do it, even though it has nothing to do with his statement on air. And then the judge and Democrat Party jurisdictions, they've announced this is the plan, will say, you didn't comply, you're defaulted. They'll tell a jury, he's guilty of defaming George Floyd, $1 billion.
Now, have you seen at all, by the way, the way, because one of the things I've also been pointing out is, so that's how you were treated in that courtroom in Connecticut, but we're also looking now at this trial of Daryl Brooks, where Daryl Brooks, this is the guy, the mass murderer, psychopath, who drove that car into a Christmas parade deliberately, by the way. And we know that he's been Black Hebrew Israelite and the anti-white rhetoric, all this crazy stuff that obviously was tied into it. He's representing himself. The judge, this guy's been stripping in the courtroom. This guy's been just going completely nuts, attacking his own witnesses.
45-minute diatribe.
He can go on.
45-minute diatribe. But I was told by my judge in Connecticut, she said, you're already guilty, yes, no, or I don't know, or I'm putting you in jail. So we finally didn't even put on a defense because she said we couldn't talk. I was supposed to sit there like a crash dummy or like a mannequin and say nothing. So defense have admitted they default you using that, what they call in Texas, the death penalty sanction that nobody ever uses. That's if you had tax evasion, you owned a house, they caught you dead to rights with fraud, you flee to the Caribbean or you flee to Europe or wherever. And then they still got to have a trial on the damages and decide to take your property. That's if you don't show up. So when they say, well, Jones should have shown up for discovery, they have all the emails, all the text messages, my bank records. They're showing for 5 weeks in Connecticut, but I can't respond to it. They can cherry pick it, manipulate it, lie about it. It's just insane. I mean, here's an example in Texas, just to illustrate it. They looked at the jury in Texas and they said, Mr. Jones made $61 million in 2021. He put it right in his pocket. Well, no, we grossed $61 million, and I made less than $1 million because we sell product and have all these expenses and legal and satellite and bandwidth and all of it. So the point is, we had sworn declarations in bankruptcy court of how much money he had. That had been given to their financial expert, but their financial expert never covered any of that. He said, I'm worth $400 million total. And so when you look at it, when you go to my net worth online now, it says $400 million. I don't have $2 million in cash. I got a house and a lake house. Both of them are pretty modest compared to most people that are as big as I am on air. So I've never measured myself by money, but they're in for a rude awakening now in my bankruptcy because that's sworn in federal court and there's no money. So the media spun and said, Jones claims he will not pay the $1 billion judgment. Well, if you have 2 gallons of blood in you, Jack, and the court says you've got to give 1,000 gallons, it's not that you're denying the 2,000 gallons. Or the 1,000 gallons, you don't have the 1,000 gallons.
So where do things stand right now? You said that you're going to go for appeal. Are you pursuing that in all the cases? What are you looking at from your perspective? Where do things go next?
Sure. in key jurisdictions, people ask, why do you live in Austin, which is like a communist state, because that's where I've grown up, it's where I live, it's where we started InfoWars, where my mom's family from. I grew up in Dallas, but been here since high school, but I should move out of the jurisdiction. D.C., New York, and Austin are the three worst leftist-controlled jurisdictions on record. And so two Sandy Hook lawsuits in Texas, in Travis County, Austin, one in New Haven, Connecticut, where the killing happened, so I don't get a fair trial. And in Texas, it's a $50 million judgment, but it's capped at $5,600,000. Still really couldn't pay that, but we were trying to appeal it. We are going to. Connecticut has caps, but it's per defendant. So they're capped at like $4 million, but you've got 15 defendants. So, yeah, they were like $90 million to you, $60 million to you, $80 million to you, $40 million to you, almost $1 billion. Then there is the punitive damages. The judge decides there's a TUTMA false trade thing that she's going to go forward with. It'll probably be $2 million. So it's total overkill. It's a joke. That's why we have bankruptcy. And even if my personal debt's not dischargeable in bankruptcy, it doesn't matter. Free Speech Systems is. And so if I want to keep working here basically for almost no money, I think the deal with the court now is a fractional is being paid. That's fine. I will stay on air because the freedom matters. My crew matters. This infrastructure we built matters. And so as long as we make it through this current bankruptcy, Free Speech Systems then will pay any profits in a five-year plan to the ambulance chasers. But the profits have only been maybe $1 million or so a year that went to me. So that's no problem. I've said I'll do it, and I'm going to agree to basically stay here and work here to keep this operation on air and do that. Personally, they'll come after me, but I've got a little lake cabin and another house and a couple cars. Under Texas law, they can't get my main house under homestead law. I never even go to the lake house. They can have it. So they're not going to shut me up. And the lawyers admitted in Texas and Connecticut in press conferences, they said, we don't want the money. We know he doesn't have money. They got my financials. We want to silence him and shut him down. So as long as listeners support InfoWars and buy products and T-shirts and books and films and keep us on air, we will stay on air and we'll be able to finance, which aren't that expensive compared to trials, the Connecticut and Texas case appeals. And every lawyer I talk to, top national names, say this was the biggest kangaroo court ever, where the judge found you guilty, or they wouldn't let you put on evidence but let the other side do it. All this, it will be overturned, or we know the country's gone. I'm a little pessimistic. I think it won't be overturned on appeal because of this corruption unless we take the country back, but that's okay. That's at least 2 years in Texas and Connecticut, and 2 years is a million years. Well, it's happening political. So today, we're still on air. If listeners support us at InfoWarsTour.com, and continue to spread the word. And quite frankly, the Streisand effect, InfoWars was the biggest thing there was in 2016. Undoubtedly, way bigger than Joe Rogan, bigger than anything. 20, 30, 40 million real listeners a day riding a rocket there. After the platforming crushes down to our most hardcore fans, still 3, 4 million people a day. But since then, with all of this, we have not gotten back to 2016 numbers, but it's approaching that with the Streisand effect. So they have actually, it's like the cheesy superhero movies, but it's an archetype. It's true, where somebody gets thrown in radiation or somebody falls in a toxic waste dump or somebody, whatever, that comes out of Superman or like Deadpool or wherever, where they try to artificially make you mutate and become more powerful. What they've done is actually scary now. When I go out on the street, I used to shake 20 hands before I got one F you. Now I shake 100 hands before I get one FU. I'm getting people buy my dinner everywhere. We're getting more support than any time. All these liberals I know are apologizing. People see through this billion-dollar garbage. So all glory goes to God and our supporters and folks and defendants like you, Jack Posobiec. But I think it's all these major hitters like you and Steve Bannon and others that have come to our defense realizing that we all hang together and hang separate that's caused a chain reaction. And it's undoubtedly blown up in their tyrannical censoring faces.
Alex, we're coming up on just on the break here in about 10 seconds, but when we come back in the next segment, I want to parlay this because it's also translated a little bit into book sales. You got a new book out called The Great Reset. We're going to dig into it. Stay tuned. Human Events, our special. Sit down with Alex Jones.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere. the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered. But the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and this streak is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here, Human Events Daily. We're sitting down with the man, the myth, the legend himself, the one and only Alex Jones, the topic of every conversation lately. Alex, you were just talking in the last segment about how this has really taken your popularity, your notoriety, really just your renown, and it's broken out that everywhere you're going, people are coming up saying hi to you, 100 handshakes before you get one, you know, one FU. But it's also translated into book sales. Because you've got the new book out. It's really the number one book in the country, even though the New York Times won't touch it. And I thought what was so interesting in the way that you've positioned this. So the book is actually called The Great Reset. But what you're actually saying, though, is, and the message of the book, it's not just about what Klaus Schwab is telling you is the Great Reset. And I was over there in Davos and his thugs tried to grip us up. They detained us. They put the MP5s in our face, everything else. The World Economic Forum police, you know, Reuters gets very upset when I say that. It's even though the badge says World Economic Forum police, you have to say the police assigned to the World Economic Forum. Fact check. They're putting fives. Why are you filming? Stop the camera. Stop the camera. And, you know, frisked us front and back, all that fun stuff. But you're not just talking about the World Economic Forum. That's a piece of it, obviously. Maybe the head of the snake. But you actually posit that your entire body of work over the last 30 years has really been about combating the Great Reset. Tell us, how does that look like from your perspective?
Well, exactly. I mean, you go cover Davos, and they're the spokesperson of the global elite, of the banking cartel, of the corporate fascists that are allied with communist China and others, and there they are trying to threaten you until you didn't back down.
By the way, Alex, just on that piece, allies with communist China, CCP's all over Davos, all over everything. Ukraine, World War III, that's what they're all talking about. The word Taiwan, not even mentioned in a single breakaway session. Nothing about Taiwan. That's how you know the elites are there.
Absolutely. And so, yes, studying history, studying world leaders, Zbigniew Brzezinski, others, they always talked about this new world order, this global government, this corporate fascist model they would use to shut down their competition, create digital IDs. So I was not that smart. I realized that these top globalists were actually already powerful, were already in charge 30 years ago, and I knew that they were actually trying to set this up. And so for decades, we've been working against them. And when we talk about the World Economic Forum, it's the spokesperson or the mouth of this global tyrannical system that is literally pushing, cutting off our pipelines, cutting off our energy, dissolving our borders, corporate financing of the sexualization of our children. And the great exciting news is, no matter where you are, Sweden or Italy or Brazil or the U.S. or Canada or Australia, the up-and-coming leaders and the people winning major national elections for prime minister and president sound like Jack Posobiec. They sound like Steve Bannon. They sound like Alex Jones. It's not because they're cult members that listen to us and repeat what we say like us do. They're watching the people running their country saying Build Back Better, saying Great Reset, saying they're under Klaus Schwab's command. And Klaus Schwab bit off more than he could chew, bragging of saying, we penetrate the cabinets, we control half the governments now. I mean, that's what they were meant to do. Klaus Schwab was the main manager of the Bilderberg Group, and the WEF is just an externalization of that whole hierarchy of corporate fascism, the opposite of capitalism, monopoly capitalist, using fascist techniques and communist techniques. They're very, very libertarian how they use any system they need to get full centralized control. The Holy Grail is a world ID for a world carbon tax with a world social credit score with a world universal basic income where you behave the way we want or we debit your bank account or kill your bank account, just like PayPal just did with the $2,500 fines.
No, that was a test run of a social credit score. They say, oops, sorry, no, we're just kidding. It wasn't that. Okay, but then what happens when it's not even PayPal? Because we could see a merger coming. You've got digital currency that's connected to a central control. So Bitcoin was always digital currency that's decentralized, no control. That's Satoshi. What we're trying to do is now central bank digital currency. So not only do they have direct control over what you can get in and out of your wallet, they've got direct control over your currency. I mean, they kind of already have this, but with a central bank digital currency, they're basically just taking the entire Band-Aid off at that point, because when you look at it, what, 99% of U.S. dollars are digital as it begins with right now. But what they're doing with that, they can artificially control how much of it there is, what the flow of it is back and forth. And that's what the Saudis and the Chinese and the Russians and the Indians too, by the way, and the South Africans, they're all pulling out of this saying, we don't want to be part of this. We're setting up our own system. We're going to do it our way.
And that's the good news. You just said people are revolting, because even the Bank of England said this year, oh, yeah, we're going to program the token and decide where you can spend it, when, and how much value we'll have day to day. So think of the surveillance of this. It's not that I have anything to hide, but it's none of their business how many steaks I bought, or if I bought a bottle of whiskey, or whether, and I don't even do this, but whether I went to Vegas or whatever to go gamble. It's none of their business, and this is literally the end of privacy. How many guns you purchased? Everything. I mean, let's talk about it. They're going to use everything you do against you, and imagine. Again, people say, "Well, I don't care if I have privacy; I have nothing to hide." Folks, you lock your doors at night, not because you have something to hide, you have something to protect. You have windows on your house to keep the air conditioning in and the mosquitoes out. You don't have screen doors because you're a terrorist. You have it because it's your house. You're controlling the environment. And if they control the privacy, if they control the currency, they control you.
Right. That's what, no, Alex, you mentioned something about up and coming politicians and how there is this new wave that's going on. But I want to talk about and we'll bridge this over, depending how it is, because I got to pick your brain about this while I have you on, is that we used to have this. There was another way that they would control up and coming politicians or elites, financiers. Harvey Weinstein's in the news again, saying that he had a consensual affair with the wife of Gavin Newsom when she was up and coming. We're also hearing that, which, I mean, that's California in one sentence right there, basically. Mm-hmm. That's Hollywood. That's all of it. But Jeffrey Epstein. So and not just Jeffrey Epstein as the person or Ghislaine Maxwell as the person, but what I've always said that is, and what you've always said this, that was an intelligence community backed blackmail operation controlling the elites, or elites who didn't want to play ball. That was a way to always have something to hang over. It's called brownstoning. That was a way to have something hang over them. And my question is, if you're looking at the Great Reset, okay, Epstein's off the playing field, but what's going on now? Are we just supposed to expect that those networks, which were never rolled up, aren't playing some role in this today currently?
Well, what you're saying is just exactly 101 of intelligence. It's gone on for thousands of years, and it's been currently codified for several hundred. And it was Ian Fleming, who was high-level OSS and like number three in command in MI6, that wrote the James Bond books that became the James Bond movies. And you'll see like the U.S. and Russia and China being played off by Spectre, that has agents in all three groups manipulating for Spectre's power. And that's exactly what the Davos Group or Bilderberg is. And Fleming gave interviews saying, no, what I talk about in my books and movies is what I really saw. There's these criminal mafia elements or secret society elements that are involved at every level. And so when you look at, people say, is it CIA? Is it Mossad? Is it MI6? that ran Jeffrey Epstein. It was all three, because at that higher level of actual blackmail.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world, because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless, and good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So when you look at, people say, is it CIA, is it Mossad, is it MI6 that ran Jeffrey Epstein? It was all three, because at that higher level of actual blackmail and sex ops and you know, not sex ops to infiltrate some Islamic group or sex ops to infiltrate, you know, some other group at a mid-level. That definitely goes on with honeypots. But when it's politicians and world leaders, that's not authorized by regular Mossad or MI6 or CIA. It's breakaway networks with Ghislaine Maxwell's dad on record running the major British network that liaison with the Israelis, liaison with the Europeans, liaison with the U.S., higher levels to basically go out while at the same time providing prostitutes for the elites, which they ran as international brothels, where the people going there knew they were part of it and it wasn't a honeypot. But for everybody else, when the hookers weren't being used, or the sex slaves, underage kids weren't being used, they were then being given to these operatives to go out and honeypot people or brownstone folks. And so 1,000,000,000%, that's what Harvey Weinstein was involved in, the NXIVM cult. All these are just breakoff group feeders into these larger systems of compromise, where they compromise the highest levels, the British royal family, and with Jimmy Savile and the rest of it, and then they move down to your local sheriff, your local police chief. He thinks some hot-looking 20-year-old hit on him at the Burger King or the Whataburger or the McDonald's. He gets her in the car, learns she's 16 a day later, but don't worry. They get a knock on the door by some people that are with an agency. They don't really say who, but don't worry, Sheriff Brown or Sheriff Johnson or Sheriff Sanchez, we're going to work with you and we're going to take care of this. That's why I went public 3 years ago when I got sent child porn, tons of it in hidden images. Then we got deposed. They demanded all our raw emails. We give it to them unopened. They find the hidden links to child porn and they reach out and they go, we don't want to make a big deal about this. We want to work with you right now. We're not going to talk about this child porn in public. I went right on air and talked about it the minute it happened because I never opened it. I didn't send it. And then instantly headlines, Jones sends child porn to Sandy Hook family. So you can make of it what you will, but I smelled it for what it was. And I immediately outed it because I wasn't going to sit there and go, oh, please don't say I didn't open emails. And then unopened emails had child porn in them. That, again, they specifically demanded in depositions, they specifically subpoenaed, and then they found hidden links in there that with metadata scans they went and found. I'm not saying they were involved in it. Of course not. These are good people. These are loving Democrats. But the point is, this is how these people operate.
No, you're exactly right. And the ability to do that digitally now, it takes away so much of the ability. Because when we look at it, right, that's the crime. And they've got you by the crime, then they've got the email, then they say you transmitted because you forwarded the email, even though that's embedded in all this other stuff. You see there's viruses, you see there was phishing, everything else. You can embed this code, by the way. When you see a little email attached to the end of the images attached to the end of an email, that could have child porn embedded within the code of the email.
Exactly. I send you a Kanye West article out of Houston News, and it's a little link you don't even open, and it's there.
Hey, if you click download the images, well, you just downloaded the image, so now you downloaded it. We're coming up on our next break, Alex. But in the next segment, I want to get into how all of this is coming together, how your book plays a role in it, and what is coming up next for our society and what people really need to pay attention to. Stay tuned. We'll be coming back with the one and only Alex Jones.
In the last 28 years, I've carried out what many would call a mission impossible. But I believe to myself, I believed in you. I believed in humanity. I bet on myself. I bet on you. And InfoWars has had devastating effect against the globalists. We have come so far. And there have been many times when we're very close to being shut down, when it seems like the enemy's got us. But because of God working through you and working through me, we have been given what really is divine intervention. But I got to tell you, as the world awakens and populist anti-globalist leaders elected all over the world, and the New World Order responds by starting wars and dissolving borders and devaluing currencies, the fight has now really intensified, and InfoWars is facing the greatest challenge in our history. InfoWars is an institution. InfoWars is an icon of resistance against the globalists for free people everywhere. That's why the enemies of humanity hate InfoWars so much. So I want to thank and commend the viewers and listeners of InfoWars over the years. And I just want to encourage you to realize how much time and energy you've invested in the fight and how it paid off. And I want to ask you right here at the main battle, right here at the final segment of this epic struggle, don't drop the ball. Spread the word about the broadcast. Pray for the broadcast. Share the links and articles and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, and it will continue to change the world. Plus, these are products that will change your body and make you healthier, better, and wiser. They're all incredible. X3 sold out for months. So good for your immune system and more. It's back in stock. So many other great products. It's the InfoWars store-wide super sale, 40 to 50% off. So let's just celebrate the success we've had in adversity, and let's commit to moving the future and fight even harder. Please, get great products at InfoWars Store.
We're back here, segment three. Alex Jones, the sit-down. The website is InfoWars. The book is The Great Reset. Alex, we were just talking about how they use these brownstoning operations, but how it's actually moved digitally now to the sense where they're just sending people files that they don't even know about. It's almost they don't even need the full-on Jeffrey Epstein-level operations in order to compromise people, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about the compromise. It's about having actionable intelligence or actionable evidence against you that they can use in court. They hang it over your head, and they say, we will control you now. You have to be done for. Now, look, when I look out on the world stage, I see people like Putin, I see Zelensky, I see Biden, Elon Musk even. People are talking about World War III. People are talking about we have to go to the threat of nuclear war, whether or not we agree, if we don't go along with whatever the latest current thing is, whatever the funding in Ukraine is. I hear people, they're saying they're losing hope. I hear people saying this is terrible. I also hear people thinking that it's not real, that, a nuclear war, it'll never come to that. They're not even realizing. There was something I saw on the internet where some guy was saying he was explaining to his girlfriend about, what intercontinental ballistic missiles were. And then she turns to him and says, wow, do you ever think that we'd be able to invent something like that? And I said, we've had these things for years and years. That's what mutually assured destruction is. But they want you to forget that we have this on the table. Biden acts like it doesn't even exist. So which is it, right? Which is it? Are we at a point now where people should lose all hope whatsoever? Is this train completely so far down the track that we can't stop it, or can we put the brakes on? What say you?
Well, I think we're at the major inflection point where it's a crossroads in decision, but we see a global awakening with populist and nationalist and capitalist and pro-human people being elected all over the world, and that means the global establishment, these out-of-control corporations that are monopolistic, are very upset. That's why they're trying to hold the world with nuclear blackmail. Unless we accept the new global digital currency, unless we go along with what they want, they're going to throw us into nuclear war. Everywhere, we see the major signs of awakening. And so I want people to have faith and know your voices are more heard than ever. I mean, take Tulsi Gabbard. She just left the Democratic Party. She said the Democrats are a power-mad cult of warmongers, which is totally true. And we have more and more Republicans getting elected that are populist and just common sense. And so we're in a paradox where people are waking up, but that makes the establishment even more dangerous. And so everybody needs to be more engaged than ever. Obviously, nuclear war is a very real threat. I'm no fan of Putin. I'm a big, big enemy of Xi Jinping. But at the same time, we have to pull back and realize that what's happening with Russia is being used as a political diversion by people that know they've lost control at home and who think the threat of nuclear war is the only thing that will bring us back under their control. But instead of it working, we see all the numbers. I see national polls, 80%+ of Americans, no matter what color they are, what sex they are, what Democratic Party, Republican Party, they are against this war. And so I see people like Trump and others, you and myself and others, embracing that reality that we have to be the anti-war folks, because the truth is Soros and the globalists overthrew Ukraine 8 years ago. They moved weapons up against Russia's border.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.dedoctorsdontlie.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's the globalist left that's waging war against Russia, waging war against America. They're not just blowing up Nord Stream 2, they're shutting off the Keystone. And so once we come back to that realization, it's game over. But I'm seriously concerned about the deep state staging cyber attacks and blaming Russia. They've really been pre-positioning that, pre-programming that. I'm really concerned about them provocateuring some white supremacist attacks with 21 days left of the election. I mean, people need to know that, yes, we're winning intellectually. We're winning culturally. We are turning the tide. The pendulum's swinging back. But what will the power structure do out of desperation to try to freeze that pendulum? For me, that's the biggest question.
So when you ask about these different power structures and you look at it's Putin, China, the U.S., this sort of the globalist left that really is in the driver's seat. And, you know, I was actually looking and I went through some of your recent episodes, even this question of Elon Musk. Right. And he's an interesting kind of character to psychoanalyze from a distance. You know, some people say, okay, he just sucks up to the left. You know, he's sucking up to the right. He sucks up to the CCP. Okay. But he also seems like he's making some moves on his own, right? A little bit of independent activity. What is your take? Is he just somebody who's sucking up to them, or does he realize that he actually has influence in this game as well?
Well, I'll give you some inside baseball because it's time to put this out, Jack, and your show's so huge. This is the place to do it. Obviously, I know some of the biggest podcasters in the world, and Elon Musk lives most of the time here in Austin right by one of those podcasters. And I was told 2 years ago at dinner, Elon Musk is really fully awake and hates the New World Order and believes in a pro-human future. He's had to play ball with him to get where he's at, but you're about to see him really go wild. I said, I'll believe it when I see it. And so before, is he good, is he bad, was kind of a question. The jury was out. But as he does more and more, says, don't trust these shots, and as he says, we need a pro-human future, and as he says, we shouldn't have censorship, and as his text messages come out in the Twitter lawsuit that he wants to unseat the leftist cabal, and how they're the main authoritarian threat, which the Unabomber, by the way, wrote in the mid-1990s. I was rereading his manifesto, not endorsing him, but, you know, people really realize the threat's the left. And so as
Kaczynski, by the way, who was in an early form of the MKUltra experiments?
CIA, MKUltra, absolutely, Taylor Kaczynski. So before, 2 years ago, Elon Musk is a balance. The jury's out. But right now, the fact he's a good guy, Jesus said you judge a tree by its fruits. Right now that he's a good guy is overwhelming. Obviously, he played ball to get electric cars made. Obviously, he played ball to get in the positions he's been in. We know he was given the keys to NASA, the secret space program. I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm sitting there with dinner with this person, and he said, oh, by the way, Jack Dorsey's a big fan of yours and didn't want to ban you, but the shareholders took over. And I said, yeah, right. And they said, let me show you the text messages. And it was like, Alex Jones is always right. He's my guru. I think he's amazing. I'm not trying to say this to impress people. I was shown this, okay, by one of the top people. Let's just leave it at that. And then later I got contacted. Well,
people forget that the left actually used, the anti-war left used to love you. They put you in movies. They put you in Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves. It used to be sort of this like hipster thing. Like, oh yeah, I listen to InfoWars. I listen to Alex Jones. Because back then you were anti-Bush. Back then you were anti-war on terror. You haven't changed on any of those positions.
Oh, exactly.
You go back and watch any old Alex Jones. It's the same stuff.
In the last 2 years of Obama's administration, and not bragging, you've been in intelligence, you know, it's all over the place. They sent a high-level CIA guy to meet with me. He said, listen, Obama likes you. He cares about you. Just stop attacking him. Come on board. Come to us, you know, to New York. Also, I had the Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, reach out in front of my crew and say the same thing. I know they've done it to you, Jack. They do it to everybody. They try to absorb everybody. But exactly. But it's not about me. I just want folks to understand, you asked the Elon Musk question.
Right.
That I can't say everything at this point, but when you actually get told directly by these people, and I'll leave it at that, when you directly have dinner with these people, and I'm not going to say Elon Musk, but I'll just leave it at that, and they tell you to your face, no, we know you're right, and we actually want a pro-human future. If people want brain chips, we're going to sell it to them. That's free market, right, Alex? I'm like, yeah, people want it. They're an adult. Get it. Great. We're libertarians. We want to just do whatever, but we do not want communism. We do not like monopolies. We do not like the CCP. Are you on board? And I'm just like, wow, this is the next level of this. So I'm not getting orders from anybody. I'm not getting directives from anybody. I have just had a lot of these high-level people in the last 2 years reach out. They started with that meeting 2 years ago, and then since then, saying, watch what we do. You'll believe us once we do it. And I got to say, I don't see how it helps the old entrenched globalists, what Elon Musk and all these other big guys are doing. I'm not going to name names. I don't see how that helps the globalists. So I think a lot of elites have realized this path of the New World Order, neoliberalism, allied with the CCP is destructive, and I think that's why the globalists are so panicked right now, because there's not just an awakening in the masses of people, there's an awakening in elites from Google to you name it, to Elon Musk, that do not want to be part of this. And so I think that's where we are, and they try to use me as a sounding board. Like, I actually know the answers. I don't. I know what they know. I've studied history, but I'm no smarter than you or Steve Bannon. But I can tell you, and I'm sure you've been reached out to, that some of the biggest names in the world are actively trying to create another alternative to the globalist controlled collapse, Agenda 2030, world government, nuclear war, which makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, no, and you hear some of this, too, because it's also a question of influence, right? Because they realize they're not going to to be able to influence the CCP. They're not going to be able to influence Xi Jinping. And you've heard people for years, oh, he's going to collapse the factions. Jiang Zemin is going to come in. No, none of that's going to happen. Xi Jinping has total control of the CCP. And it was the goal was always this, right? We outsource the energy to the Middle East. We outsource manufacturing to the CCP, to East Asia. We bring in labor, agriculture. That's all going to be through was NAFTA. We're going to bring that through the open borders. Now all that's out the window because they realized that the systems become more powerful than the elites themselves. And so suddenly they got to realize, wait a minute, we have this global empire, but we don't actually control it anymore.
Exactly. I read on an airplane like a year and a half ago, a full-page Washington Post article, and it wasn't their normal propaganda. I forget the headline, but it was about Xi Jinping. And he just had that big security meeting for a week at a hotel, and Xi Jinping announced, I'm going to take out Google, Facebook, all the big people. We're not going to let any of these corporate elites rule anymore. We're going to take them over. And I think these guys finally got the clue that they need nation states and they need freedom for wealth and generation. And they're not as arrogant as they used to be. They're not as hateful of the lifeboat of a free republic as they were before when they're pushed up against Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the rest of it.
No, because they've hit the wall themselves and realized that, you know, sure, all this stuff works as long as everybody else agrees with it too, right? But you got the CCP that's going back to tried and true mercantilism. By the way, the same mercantilism that you would have seen from the British Empire from early on, the early stage of the American Empire after World War II, they didn't start this. We were the ones who dropped it. We were the ones who said, we're not going to act like a nation state anymore. We're going to merge everything together into this global synthesis of a globalized, homogenized system. Now, finally, there's some aspect of the elites, and maybe, just maybe, like to your point, that Elon Musk is someone that's kind of cluing into this. Alex, we're coming up on another break, but in the last segment, I've got some interesting questions for you. I think you're going to like it. Stay tuned, everybody. Alex Jones.
Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalists' number one mission is to silence InfoWars because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalists and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com and to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time in our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout to get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you. I'm in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support. I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
So we're back. Final segments here. Alex Jones. And Alex, everybody has you on, they say, hey, Jack, talk to Alex. I did a Telegram thing. And, you know, what should I ask Alex? He said, ask about the lawsuit, ask about the machine elves, ask him about DMT, ask him about, all this stuff. And I said, yeah, ask him about the Illuminati. So, sure. We've heard Alex Jones talk about that. But I had a different question because I want to ask Alex Jones about Alex Jones. Nobody ever asked that stuff. So, Alex, the first question, and for me, coming as a traditionalist Catholic, what role, if any, does faith play? You mention Jesus a lot. You do. And you mention the Bible. You reference the Bible. People don't realize, maybe they don't pay attention that you do that all the time because they always hear little, media matter snippets of you. What role does faith play in not only your life but in your family life?
Well, I don't claim to be a pastor or some ordained person or be holier than thou. In fact, I'm a sinner. And I actually have a great understanding of evil because I'm fallen in evil. But I 100% do everything I did because of God and the Holy Spirit. And I love Catholics. I love Protestants. It's just not about the organization. It's about a relationship with Christ. And you judge a tree by its fruits, as I said earlier. And so everything I do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.